أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to this, the 25th day of the blessed month of Ramadan and our series of Ramadan Reflections in which we have been deliberating and reflecting upon verses of the Quran that deal with leadership and management principles. Today in this 25th day we want to look at the topic of merit-based promotions. This is obviously something which is clearly identified within the secular structure that we work in, that we live in. And it's something which is clear also within the verses of the Noble Quran, that God has a belief, God wants us to have this belief and this practice of ensuring that those who are promoted, who are recognized, are done so based on their own merit, their own worth, and not any other reason. You know, we live in a world today where promotions happen. Unfortunately, sometimes promotions are based upon who your family members are. Maybe your father is a head of a company. Maybe your father or a relative or a close family member are a board on the board of governors of a religious institution. And so unfortunately, sometimes we see that family members receive bonuses, promotions, they receive accolades, only because of the fact that they're a family member. And they were given the position because they're a family member, not because they actually had any qualities or qualifications or credentials to be in that position. Unfortunately, that is a reality of this world, but it is far from the reality of what the Quran paints as a picture of promoting, of encouraging, of pushing people ahead. What is that view of the Quran? What does Allah say? Let us look at the verse of the Quran for today. And come back and deliberate upon this verse for a few minutes as we look at merit-based promotions from the point of view of the Quran. Allah says the following statement. Each person will have a position in accordance with his or her own deeds. In chapter 46, which we want to review today, verse number 19, Allah shows us, God shows us the importance of merit-based promotions. This verse obviously is in regards to the spiritual realm, that Allah tells us, God tells us that each and every one of us, we will receive our rewards in paradise after the day of accountability, after the day of judgment, based on our own actions, right? It wouldn't be fair to God. It wouldn't be fair if God rather were to put us into paradise and we had done absolutely nothing to earn it. Obviously, there's a concept of the justice of God, there's a concept of the mercy of God, there's a concept of intercession, which I don't want to get into those topics today because that would deride me from my main discussion, but they're important things to keep in mind nonetheless. But we understand the fact that generally speaking, for God to put somebody into paradise who did not earn it whatsoever, were God to put a mass murderer into paradise, even though he killed 1,000 people or 10,000 or 1,000,000 people, and God was to promote him and give him that bonus of paradise, that would not be fair by any account of how we understand God to function and how God decides and decrees. Conversely, were God to take a person who had worshipped him sincerely for a year, 10 years, 50 years, were God to put that person in the fire of hell, that would not be fair on behalf of God. Now, I'm not dictating what God can and cannot do or should and should not do. That's not our realm to dictate to God. But we understand God as being just, as being compassionate, as being merciful. And so he tells us that everybody will get what they deserve. Everybody will be raised in paradise based on their actions in this world. Everybody will be abased, will be humiliated in the fires of hell, in the punishments of hell, based on their actions in this realm, in this world. Again, yes, intercession is a reality. Forgiveness of God is definitely a reality. But we should not let those possibilities, the realities, but the possibilities of us benefiting from them, we should never let those dissuade us from thinking that we will attain some great level, even if we're the greatest of sinners. In our world today, in terms of management and leadership, we see a similar understanding that when it comes to promoting, when it comes to pushing people up ahead, it has to be based on merit. Are they worthy of it? Have they done anything really to warrant them to receive that position? Or again, is it based on nepotism? Is it based on something which is not a reality? Maybe they have a lot of money, so they're able to buy their way into the upper echelons of authority, of power. That is not what Islam likes to see. It is not what Islam condones. It's not a Quranic-based methodology of dealing with people. It's not about the money. It's not about the power. It's about our ability. In fact, even when God talks about those who are the closest, spiritually speaking, to God, He doesn't say that those who have the most wealth, those who have the most power, those who are the greatest in authority. He says those who have the most taqwa, the consciousness, the awareness, the submission, the acceptance of God. That is those people who are the closest to God. And so we have to appreciate the fact that in Islam we have a concept of merit-based promotion. This is not only in relation to the world to come in paradise, but also in this world here and now. We have to use the same principle in how you and I govern in our day-to-day affairs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.